I saw yesterday for the first time that Brent crude was sitting at around $26-$28, which I have never seen it that low. Sasol's prices have plummeted. You said wait until 17 Rand. It was dwindling around 30 Rand a share. Do we still hang on? What do we do with our money? Do we invest? Or what would you suggest moving forward?
Looking at the stock market right now, it's a buyer's market, so you buy as much as you want. Oil prices are still plummeting. Sasol is not the right time to be buying Sasol. I think along with the oil reserves that they've lost, I think their mathematical calculations are also very somewhere out there. They're still trying to catch up with those two. So Sasol, we're still waiting to see a restructuring of the board. Maybe you could start thinking about buying there. I think the price is not a true reflection of what is actually happening internally. The JSC, I mean, it welcomed the news very well yesterday. We were slightly up. There were returns that were made, so it was up. I think it closed up a negative 1.6, which is a good thing in this market. Basically, looking at the markets, we're recovering slowly, but surely we're getting a sound footing. We believe in a V shape, so a bounce back is inevitable, one way or the other. Just need to be patient with it.
All right, perfect. Gladwin, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. We'll touch base with you next week and see what the developments moving forward are going to be. And obviously, by then, we'll know what the full impact is.